This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at the National Day celebrations of Mauritius today. This marks the second time that Mr. Modi is attending Mauritius' National Day celebrations as the chief guest. A marching contingent from India, the Akash Ganga skydiving team of the Indian Air Force and the Indian naval ship Imphal will also participate in the event. Yesterday, Mr. Modi held productive talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgula in Port Louis and reaffirmed the strength of the partnership between the two countries. Later, in his address during a banquet dinner hosted by the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Mr. Modi stated that the India-Mauritius partnership is not limited to historical ties. He emphasized that it is based on shared values, mutual trust, and a common vision for a bright future.
हमारे संबंधों की कोई सीमा नहीं है हमारे संबंधों को लेकर हमारी आशाओं और आकांक्षाओं की कोई लिमिट नहीं है आने वाले समय में हम मिलकर हमारे लोगों के विकास पूरे क्षेत्र की शांति और सुरक्षा के लिए मिलजुल करके काम करते रहेंगे
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described Mauritius as an important bridge between India and the global south. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Port Louis last night, he said that Mauritius remains at the heart of India's Sagar vision, first announced during Mr. Modi's 2015 visit to the island nation. The Prime Minister said that Mauritius is part of India's family and not just a partner country. He emphasized that this bond is deep and strongly rooted in history, heritage and the human spirit.
भारत और मॉरिशस पार्टनरशिप आपसी विश्वास और उज्जवल भविष्य के एक समान दृष्टिकोण पर आधारित है हमारे संबंधों को आपने हमेशा नेतृत्व प्रदान किया है और इसी नेतृत्व के बल पर हमारी साझेदारी हर क्षेत्र में निरंतर मजबूत हो रही है
Mr. Modi assured the island nation of all-round support and development, including the construction of a new parliament. The event was attended by Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, his wife and cabinet ministers. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard said she will visit India as part of a multi-nation trip to the Indo-Pacific she's undertaking with the aim of building strong relationships and open lines of communication to achieve President Donald Trump's objectives of peace and freedom. Her meetings will follow up on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's and President Donald Trump's commitment to enhance intelligence sharing. The Director of National Intelligence, DNI, who stopped at the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command yesterday in the first leg of her trip, will meet with Indian leaders and officials. Next week, she will participate in the Geopolitical Security Conference, Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi, to which PM Modi invited her when they met in Washington last month. In a major escalation of the separatist conflict in Pakistan, militants in Balochistan province attacked a Peshawar-bound train yesterday, taking nearly 450 passengers hostage. They later released civilian hostages and took 214 people captive, including military personnel. In a statement, the Baloch Liberation Army, a militant separatist group, claimed responsibility for the hostage crisis. The BLA said that more than 30 military personnel were killed in the attack. The train was en route from Quetta to Peshawar when it came under fire. The U.S. has announced that Ukraine has agreed to its proposal for an immediate and interim 30-day ceasefire, and it is now up to Russia to reciprocate. The U.S. has also lifted the pause on sharing intelligence and providing military assistance to Ukraine. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced a 500 crore rupees corpus for Manipur to establish a contingency fund. She told Lok Sabha yesterday that the centre is providing all possible financial assistance for the faster recovery of Manipur's economy. Finance Minister replying to a discussion on the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation Vote on Account Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. Both bills were passed by voice vote. The second phase of Halo India Winter Games 2025 at Gulmarg in Baramulla district will conclude today. The first leg of the games was successfully held in Ladakh from January 23-27, where ice hockey and ice skating events took place at NDS Sports Complex in Gupuk Pond. And that is the end of this news bulletin.